ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम सदाशिवसमारंभाम् व्यासशंकरमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरुपरंपराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 सो द 13th वर्स नॉट एक्चुअली 13th वर्स एक्चुअली द 11th वर्स ऑफ Hastamalaka Stotra. Actually, there are 12 verses of original verse of Shankhast. Nimittam Manaschakshuradi there onwards. Until the 14th verse, 12 verses are originally verses written by Hastamalaka Acharya. In fact, written means what? When he asked, he only just spontaneously poured out these 12 verses. He never sat and wrote also, actually. He just poured out. And the Shankara Bhagavatpada himself heard means, and the person who was always reveling in the vision, and who was always living vision, the mobile Shastram, Adishankara Bhagavatpada. So for him, when the verses were poured out, he could just see what it was. So he thought, oh my God, the whole teaching are given like the gooseberry kept in your palm. He gave the name Hastamalaka Acharya. 12 verses. So we've seen the 11th verse. As per this paper, the 13th verse. As per the original text, it is only 11th verse.
Second to the 13th. Oh, it's from the
3rd.
Yeah. Okay, some people must assume, because Shingeri Matam presents this as the 11th verse. So I follow Shingeri Matra publication, that's why. Whatever it is, though all the 14 verses are very beautiful verses, however we take it, doesn't matter. Anyway, the last verse we saw makes one thing very clear. The reality means only one. What is only the reality. In Tamil we say Meipurul, Parampurul. Meipurul, Parampurul is the actual word for absolute reality, the ultimate truth. And this reality is that without which this entire objective universe, including one's own body, mind and complex, will lose its existence, will become as well as non-existent. So what is that which lends existence to the entire objective universe? Obtaining as the very swarupam, very truth, as the essential nature of this objective universe is the reality. So this absolute reality is of the nature of all being the reality, is pervades in and through everything. The being pervasive, pervasiveness is not an action. I want to pervade him, I can stretch my leg like this, isn't it? It's an action. So pervasiveness is the what? Being pervasive is the very nature of the reality. Therefore, it pervades what? It pervades all, everything. The entire object, whatever is in and through pervaded by the reality. Therefore, it is implied by the term Atma. But pervades the entire objective universe means this entire objective universe being mithya, the reality alone is satyam. The absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the only reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, the pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma. The same reality which is of the nature of all limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahman, is the only reality. And this object universe does not have independent existence outside of, far from, apart from the reality. Therefore, we say what universe is mithya, reality is satyam. When you say that, and this end mithya universe is in fact nothing but appearance of that reality or manifestation of the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Therefore, the manifestation is of the reality. This universe, which is manifestation of the knowledge, the reality of knowledge, appearance of the universe, is what? The universe, which is the manifestation of the reality appearance of knowledge, is the reality. The manifestation is the reality only. The universe is nothing but reality, Brahma. Jagat is Brahma. Mithya universe is nothing but Satyam Brahma. But Satyam Brahma is distinct from this Mithya Jagat, but not distant, not distancible, because Satyam Brahma is the very truth of the entire universe. So Mithya Prapancha is nothing but manifestation of that only Satyam Brahma, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, available for recognition as one's own truth. Therefore, isn't it? And that known by the term Atma, that Brahman is what? Non-separate. Therefore, Mithya Jagat, being non-separate, inseparable from Satyam, cannot touch the Satyam. You have to understand this. Mithya Jagat, being very Satyam itself, being inseparable, being non-separate from Satyam, being dependent on Satyam, is what we say cannot touch, taint, affect the reality or the Atma, the consciousness. That's what is said in the previous verse. No? So samasteshu vastushu anusyutam yekam viyadvati sadashuddham achyaswarupam samastani vastuni naspashanti. No? And that reality, what? Ever that absolute reality, ever, which is ever of the nature of knowledge, is myself. That's over.
Upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam. Upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam. Upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam. Upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam. Tatha bhedata buddhi bhedeshu tepi. Tatha bhedata buddhi bhedeshu tepi.
Tatha bhedata buddhi bhedeshu tepi.
यथा चन्द्रिकाणां जले चञ्चलत्वम् यथा चन्द्रिकाणां जले चञ्चलत्वम् तथा चञ्चलत्वं तवापीह विष्णो तथा चञ्चलत्वं तवापीह विष्णो
बुद्धि मीन्स् antahkaranam, mind. So here we can take the word buddhi generally used to mean intellect. The same antahkaranam, in terms of its function of knowing, understanding, is given a functional name as what? Buddhi. It's a functional name. You keep the four different. So we say buddhi, intellect. Otherwise, you can simply say antahkaranam, buddhihi. The instrument of knowledge. No, bodha karanam, or buddhihi. Intellect, instrument of knowledge. The internal instrument of knowledge. So that because of which we say knowledge is happening, possible. Even the source of knowledge is the reality. But that which serves, you know, as an instrument of knowledge is called antahkaranam. So buddhihi, intellect we say. And this buddhi bhedaha means literally in our day-to-day language in Tamil Nadu, we say buddhi bhedaha means mental disorder. Buddhi bedala chilchima. Yavar kahumulke. I don't know what Tamil, Sri Lanka you say. Buddhi bedaha means what? This person is little gone, okay? So slight certain degree of disorder is there. It can be highest, different form of depression. Also you say buddhi bedaha. But here, this word buddhi bedaha does not mean depression or dejection or mental disorder. It talks about the difference in the intellects, the antahkaranani. See, intellect is not buddhi, antahkaran is not only one antahkaran, there are so many antahkaranani. Buddhi medaha, bedaha him is difference. It does not talk about the disorderliness, it talks about the difference. So difference of buddhis, difference among buddhis, difference in buddhis, intellects. So antahkarana bedaha. So which means there is definitely difference in intellects. Difference, isn't it? Because why? Intellects are not one, minds are not one. Minds are innumerable and countless, and minds are different, views are different, contentions are different, opinions are different, or the certain like-mindedness, all of us have certain like-mindedness, still all of us differ in certain views. And all our intellects and minds are different. We may have difference of opinion, we may have certain same views, but still our instruments of knowledge, our instrument of knowledge in terms of in antahkaranam is not the same. Isn't it? In every physical body, there is a physical heart in where there is an indriyam called antahkaranam. Indriya intellects are many. Therefore, the same way here. And he says, therefore, all the intellects which serve as what? Manifesting medium for consciousness. Therefore, the conscious, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, manifest in the intellects. Though the intellects are many, but manifestations are also what? No, the source of manifestations He is born in the same reality in the form of consciousness. The source of manifestations, there is no difference. But in manifestations, there is difference. Why? Because of the difference in the minds, antakarnani. And these antakarnani are called what now? Upadhyaya. Isn't it? Our physical body is an upadhi. We don't talk about the physical body. Upadhi bedaha is there. Physical body is an upadhi. Of course, we do understand the difference in the physical upadhis also. Not only physical upadhi is different, the difference in physical upadhis, there is also intellect. Now, upadhi in terms of intellect or antakarnam, there is difference in upadhis, upadhi in the form of intellects. All the upadhis are different. Therefore, in keeping with the upadhis, the manifestations also what? Differ. But actually speaking, the source of manifestation is non-different. One indivisible, partless whole, which is free from. The reality is free from all forms of differences. There is no vijatiya bheda, swagata bheda, sajatiya bheda. It is not, no? There is no difference. It is free from all differences. Means it is one indivisible, partless whole, the reality. That reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, which is the source of manifestation of knowledge, you know, in the form of all in the thoughts, intellects, is what now? Is one free from all differences. Whereas the upadhis, where this manifestations of consciousness is, those upadhis are many. Okay? That's what he says. And he gives example. Suppose manihi, the word manihi, not Tamil mani, Samskrita manihi. Samskrita manihi, Tamil mani also. Mani, one word meaning of money is gem. Any gem, most valuable stone, gem is what? Manihi. Vairam, Vaidurium, Maragadam, no? This Manikyam, ruby, emerald, royal blue, all monies. We call any precious stone as a money. And here, manihi also means what now? Sanmanihi, Satmanihi. Satmanihi means the money. Here money is actually a bead also. Sanmanihi means, Sat is a name attributed to the crystal bead. Why is called Satmanihi? Because crystal is known for its clarity. Crystal clear, we say. Why? You cannot say, see in a crystal any, you know, slightest, you know, dirt or anything. A crystal is very clean, clear. So Sanmanihi is a crystal bead. And he says, the Sanmaninam, what is the color of the Sanmanihi? Same crystal, no, it's a crystal clear, means a clear beads. But what happens? Suppose if those crystal beads, if you keep them in a, if they have upadhi, upadhi means what? Upadhi, and which look different. You put the crystal beads in different containers, colorful containers. I'm just adding to make this verse very clear, okay? You put the clear crystal beads in a different colorful containers, what will happen? The crystal bead, no, will look different color, of different colors. The crystal beads, which are actually of the one, you know, nature of being, clarity, they all look different. They seem to be, they seem to have become colorful. They all look colorful. Different colors also. In fact, as the crystal beads are of the nature of clarity, they are absolutely clear beads. They don't have any color of their own. They seem to be colorful. They seem to be multicolorful. Why? Because of the upadhis they are associated with. And you all know very well the meaning of the word upadhi. Upadhiyatya. Anene iti upadhi. Asmiti upadhi. So, upa samipe stitva. What does word upadhi mean? You all know kindergarten class for you, isn't it? I'm still repeating it. Sami upa means samipe. Samipe stitva. Isn't it? Sviya dharman. No, that which throws or transfers its attributes falsely, not really. So remaining in closest proximity, anything which throws or transfers its attributes falsely to something nearby, and it's called what? Upadhi for that object. In traditional Shastram, always one example given is, you know, Japa Kusumam, the red hibiscus. Red hibiscus flower put in the crystal container makes the crystal container red. That container is a crystal. What is contained is a Japa Kusumam, the red hibiscus. The container looks red because of what? Because the red hibiscus is the upadhi. Why? Because red hibiscus is the upadhi, because it transfers its redness, the color, to the crystal container. Not really. It's a falsely transformed. It makes the crystal container look red. It doesn't make the crystal container red. It cannot become the red. It makes it look red. Why? Isn't it? That is because of the transparency of the crystal. What happens? The attributes of the nearest objects falsely transferred. Seem to have been transferred. We got upadhi. So here he says, sanmani naam. Sanmaninam bhedata nasti. See, bhedaha bhedata. Sanmaninam bhedata nasti. There is no difference of the crystal beads. Okay? Sanmaninam bhedata nasti means the crystal beads are no difference. There is no difference in crystal beads, all of the same crystal beads. But still these crystal beads seem to have become different, seemingly have become different because of their association with the upadhis, which are different. Okay? Because of the difference in the upadhis, the crystal beads, the same crystal beads, seem to have become different. Seem to be appearing different. Tatha, in the same way. Buddhi bedeshu bedata te api. In the same way, when you see the people, all these different people of different with different antakarnams, all of us are different now. No, there's difference. I am different, you are different, he is different, she is different. Physically, we are definitely different. And this physical difference is what? Relative difference. Not only physically, there is a physical relative difference, there is a intellectually, emotionally, mentally also what now? We differ from each other. Physically we differ, mentally also we differ. And we know, nobody can deny this difference obtaining, you know, difference in the form of, with reference to minds, difference with reference to physical bodies, nobody can deny. These differences are definitely there. We can't say there's no difference at all. Nobody can. Differences are there. No, physical bodies, the standpoint of bodies, there is a difference. And from the standpoint of minds, there is difference. The standpoint of sukshma, there is difference. The standpoint of sense powers, there is difference. Intellect, there is difference. Of course, there is difference. all these differences are definitely relatively real. Okay, they all inja vyavaharika satta. They are relatively, differences are not denied. Differences are relatively real. But what Shastram says, absolutely there is no difference at all. There is only non-difference. What is absolutely one? The truth, the source of manifestation of consciousness, the absolute reality obtaining the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which is the only secondless source of all the manifestations obtaining in terms of various intellects, isn't it? Different intellects. What now? This, that one, even there's no difference in manifestations, but they seem to be difference now. Okay? The source of manifestations is one. Therefore, there's no difference in manifestations also. But there seems to be difference in manifestations because of the upadis, the minds. Okay, because the difference in minds, the upadis, the manifesting media. Is it clear? So what he says, not only the source of manifestation, obtaining a pure knowledge has no difference. Why? There's only one. There can't be difference. Difference means there may be two at least. There's no difference in terms of, on the part of the consciousness, because only one. But there's no difference in the manifestations also, he says. There's no difference in manifestations also. But the manifestations seem to be different because of the difference in manifesting media in the form of intellects. You got it now? See, without stretching the example, we take very carefully. Where is the difference? Difference is only on the part of the intellects, only on the part of the minds. Minds are many, innumerable, countless, and these minds are all different. Every mind is different from every other mind. And these minds alone, what now? Internal upadis. So because of the difference in the minds, which serve as manifesting media, the manifestations also seem to be different. Really speaking, there's no difference in manifestations. Why? Because all the manifestations are of the only secondless, non-dual, all-pervasive, one, independent, limitless reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Is it clear? Is there difference in manifestation now? Say, there's no difference in the reality. Why? One. But in manifestations, I, you, he, she, you all of us, I, we say, I am different, I am different. He says that there's no difference in manifestation also. The difference is only in manifesting media. Is it clear? But he says, yatha sanmaninam bhedata nasti. Just as there's no difference on the part of the many crystal beads, but still there seems to be difference in crystal beads, which are actually of the what now? Because actually of the nature, only nature of clarity. They seem to be different because of their association with the, because the upadhis, because the difference in the upadhis. Is it clear? In the same way, even though there's no difference, is not there in the manifestations of the reality in the pure knowledge, there seems to be difference in the manifestations because of the difference in antakaranani, difference in the intellects. Avladha. Class is over. Finished. Now he gives example. So what he wants to say, the knowledge, listen to me, let me finish and get back to you again afterwards. Yatha chandrikanam jale chanchalatvam. Now he gives one more example. On a full moon day, there is a chandraha, purna chandraha, paripurna chandraha, full moon, isn't it? Not even a tiniest digit is not missing there. All the digits are out. So the moon is full moon on a purnima day. And this, the light of the full moon is called what? Chandrika. Chandrasya prakashaha chandrika. Chandrika is not, no? Chandrasya prakashika, prakashaha is called chandrika. The light of the moon is called what? Chandrika. And here, and suppose, and then definitely on a moon, on a full moon day, definitely waves in the ocean will be very turbulent. Don't ask me scientific cases, I'm just leaving it at you, okay? And when there is a chandrika actually means sun, moonlight. Chandraha, chandrika, moonlight. So we always name the girls Chandrika because she's supposed to be cool like moonlight, okay? Not horrible. We never name a man Chandrika, okay? Chandrikaha, we never say. Chandrika is always a name given to woman. Because she's supposed to be as cool and enjoyable and pleasant like the moonlight. Okay. Now, but here Chandrika means reflections of sun, moon. Chandrika means what? Reflection of the sun, moon. And here, on a full moon day, when the waves are turbulent in the ocean, and the waves keep moving, and we see what now? There is a reflection of the moon in the waves. Not only there are many reflections of the moon, because of the purity of the waves, but because the turbulence on the part of the waves, there's what now? Even the reflection, all reflections of the moon also seem to be, what now, turbulent, seem to be moving. So really speaking, the reflections of the moon on the moon are not, they seem to be seemingly turbulent and moving because of the turbulence of the reflecting media in the form of waves. Similarly, he says what? He's addressing, no? You, every one of us, we are all addressed. Even though this I is essentially of the nature of the absolute reality, and because of this, because of the constant, consistent, continuous flow of thoughts, the manifestations of the consciousness also seem to be fleeting. The manifestations of, isn't it, also seem to be moving. Actually speaking, the consciousness is of the nature of motionlessness, is unmoving, immovable, and the manifestations also are unmoving, they do not move, but they seem to be moving because of the motion on the part of the thoughts. I'm adding it, okay? We are supposed to add that. Chanchalatvam, after chanchalatvam means movement. Chanchalatvam, chanchalati means what? Moves. Chanchalati, no? Turbulence is called, it's not simply moving. Okay, turbulence, you say. So, chanchalanam, chanchalati, chanchalatvam, of the moon also, reflection of the moon also, is not because of the movement of the how can the source of reflection being firm, how can the reflection move? The reflection seems to be moving because of the movement of the reflecting media in the form of waves and ripples. Similarly, Atma, which is of the nature of, which is of the nature of motionlessness, actionlessness, silence, unmoving, immobile Atma. But all the manifestations of Atma also what now? Cannot move. But they seem to be moving because of the movement of the motion on the part of the thoughts which constitute the mind. Is it clear now? அது மனதில் எழுகின்ற எண்ணங்களின் அசைவினால் எண்ணங்களின் நகர்தலினால் விளங்குகின்ற அறிவும் நகர்வது போல தோன்றுகிறது. உண்மையில் நகர்வதில்லை. ஹீ இஸ் காலிங் ததா சஞ்சலத்வம் தவாபி இஹ விஷ்ணு. அண்ட் ஹியர் விஷ்ணு இஸ் வாட் உகாரந்த புல்லிங்கா விஷ்ணு சப்த தஸ்ய சம்போதன பிரதமாயாம் விஷ்ணு இதி ரூபம் ஹே விஷ்ணு போ விஷ்ணு. ஓ, ஹூ இஸ் விஷ்ணு ஹியர்? நா சங்கர் கதாதாரி. ஹியர் விஷ்ணு இஸ் the only secondless non-dual absolute reality which is of the nature of, which is obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Vishnuhu. Vishnuhu is a synonym of the word Atma, implying the reality in terms of its same nature of all pervasiveness, but two different. Okay. With the prefix, that's all. Is it clear now? So another fall, the affixes are all different, that's all. The same, I mean, Vishnu. You are here, he doesn't even say Vishnu. Hey Vishnu, oh all pervasive reality. Oh Lord, actually. Tava api means what now? For you also, chanchalatvam iha. You also seem to be having what? You also seem to be having movements. You also seem to be turbulent. You also seem to be moving. Why you seem to? You are of the nature of motionlessness. You are ever unmoving, all pervasive, unmoving, immovable reality, but you seem to be moving because of what now? Because of the movement on the part of the the thoughts which constitute the mind, which serve as the manifesting media, like what? Like the reflection of the moon, the unmoving reflection of the reflection of the unmoving moon. Reflection seems to be moving because of the turbulence on the part of the waves. Is it clear? Iha here. Iha. How come you missed Iha? Iha means here. Atra. Iha atra. Iha para. I told you. Iha para. Here. Here after. The word, because we always think, we really take, now please understand from here, okay. Hey Vishnu, he doesn't say, அகமாத்மா. நோ, யூ ஸ்டாப் இட் நவ். ஹே விஷ்ணு, தவாபி இஹ சஞ்சலத்வம். நவ் ஐ டெல் யூ வாட் இஸ் ஹியர் நவ். யூ கேன் டேக் ஜென்ட்லி நவ். இஸ் தேர் எனி மூவ்மெண்ட்? எஸ், வி டாக் அபவுட் தி மூவ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி எர்த், ஆல் தி பிளானட்ஸ், தேர் ஆர்பிட்ரி மூவ்மெண்ட்ஸ். In there, every plant is moving, constantly moving its orbit. That's why we have night and day, and all those things, differences, all the seasons change. Is it true or not? So for us, we think, we see all the movements as absolutely real movements. But really speaking, all these movements are only seeming movements. Not only this, all these movements, the whole jagat itself is a seeming motion. The entire cosmos is seeming motion. Why? Jagat itself enjoys seeming existence, apparent existence. There's no absolutely real universe which is always there without arriving, departing, all the time is there. No. There is no such thing called jagat, absolutely existing universe. Absolutely real universe is not there. We do not deny the fact that universe is unreal. We never say universe is unreal. Universe is not tucham, it is not unreal. It is very much there, but this universe which we think it is absolutely real is not at all absolutely real. It is only apparently real, relatively real, objectively real, because this universe, no? And it seems to be all the time functioning active. This, the whole jagat itself is only a seeming motion. Why? Day goes, night comes, night goes, again day comes, seasons change, people are born. Beings come into existence, they live, they're growing. Now we have the little Lena, we are old people. All new forms are coming up, and some are in the halfway, some are almost nearing. So, all this, there seems to be a motion and movement all the time. Therefore, what is this universe? Is the real motion? No. The whole jagat is a seeming motion. Why? Because the jagat is mithya. Therefore, if at all anything found here in terms of motion is also mithya. When you consciously, thoughtfully, you understand the fact waves are mithya. Water alone is satyam, when they say, and you understand, when you say waves are water is satyam, waves are mithya, what does it mean? Waves have seeming dependent existence which are not independent of the water, therefore non-countable as second parallel reality. Waves are water, therefore we have to say what is there is only water in the form of waves which constitute devotion. We don't say what is there is only reality in terms of water, which alone is in the form of all the waves which constitute the ocean. So that what we see as the appearance of the water in terms of waves which constitute the ocean is mithya, and water is satyam. Water alone is satyam, we say. When the waves forms themselves are mithya, what about the word waves and ocean? Mithya. What about their motion? Movement of waves satyam. We are seeing now the very name wave is what? Waves here and there, isn't it? Waves. The movement of waves, is it satyam? Waves themselves are mithya. How can their movement be satyam? So what is satyam is only water. for the entire ocean full of waves is only a seeming motion in motionless water. Similarly here, others are relative. That's not, don't search the example, just understand, because again we have to, we don't go into details of protons, electrons and neurons and all those things. I'm just example, just a physicist where they will say different name. I just example. In the same way, but the whole Jagat, the Jagat, this five elemental model, this universe, obtaining the entire objective universe, including your own ahankara, manahabhuti chitta ahankara, the entire individual body mind complex, is mithya because this Jagat does not have existence independent of the absolute reality. Obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, arrived at as one's own sorupam, the truth of I, in terms of its nature of knowing. The whole Jagat is mithya. Isn't it? Real, that which is arrived at as the sorupam of I alone is satyam. I itself is what? Mithya. Understand? That which is arrived at as the sorupam, the truth, the reality of the I alone is satyam. And what that which arrived at as the sorupam of the I is what? I is arrived at is knowledge, pure knowledge. Why? That is how you arrive at it only in terms of its nature of knowing. You are seeing along with me, aren't you? Therefore, satyam, that alone is satyam. The entire objective universe is mithya. What about the moments? Anything which pertaining to universe is what? Mithya. Jagat is mithya means. Therefore, I explained this when I taught you Advaitam, Vaitatya Prakaram Mandukya, I made it very clear. The whole Jagat is only seeming motion. In motionless reality, the consciousness. Therefore, water obtaining in every wave is what? H2O. There's no difference. No, there's no difference in the water obtaining as the truth of every wave. Similarly, there's no difference in the manifestation of reality. No, there's no difference in the reality obtaining of manifestation of knowledge in every jiva. There's no difference. All the manifestations are one of the same nature because they're all of the only reality. But there seem to be difference because of the seeming difference in the upadis in terms of antakaranams, buddhis, buddhayaha. Is it clear? Okay. Finished. That's all the meaning. So what he says, so upadhau, upadhi, upadhau, saptami, upadhau, okay, yatha, sanmaninam, Bedata upadhau eva asti tatha buddhi bedeshu api bedata asti. In the same, te means for you, okay, in the same way, buddhi vedeshu, due to the difference in the manifesting media in terms of intellects or minds, there is difference, upadis, there's difference, but if there's no difference, no, the part of manifestations. Yatha chandrikanam chanchalatvam jale, just as there's a turbulent motion on the part of the reflection of the sun, moon obtaining in the waves, the turbulent waves, due to the turbulence of the waves, not because of the chandrika movement, difference in the chandrika, the moon reflection of the moons. Is it? So definitely what is moving is not the moonlight. What is reflected does not move. The reflecting movement of the reflecting medium makes the reflection appear to be moving. Is it clear or not? That's all. So I think you want to be to take it easy. He was saying aham aham aham. Now she says what? Hey Vishnu, tava piha chanchalatvam, you are all pervasive, only secondless, independent, non-dual, reality of the nature of limitlessness, fullness and reality, unmoving, firm, reality of the nature of form, motionlessness. And how can you move? Isn't it? You also seem to be moving. Hey Vishnu, tava apihi chanchalatvam. For you also there seems to be movement because of the upadis. Because of the seeming movement of the upadis, okay, you also what? Appear to be moving. Tava apihi, tava api, for you also there seems to be chanchalatvam. Chanchalatna asev. Movement, that's all. Is it clear? Finished.
Hastamalakastotram.
Say? Question number one. Kahastaha ityukte kaha. What does the word hastaha mean? Hand, literally, here, palm. Okay. Amalakam, gooseberry. Hastamalakam, don't say hand gooseberry. Okay. Hastamalakam means gooseberry kept in a hand. Tamil is better. Ullangai nellikkani, not velikkai. Ullangai nellikkani. No, if you have eaten Vedanta, Vedanta will be like your Ullangai Nellikkani. You understood means. So what it says is, yesterday we saw when the, on the roadside that's gooseberries. Na? Suppose if you give the idea is, in Tamil also expression, beautiful expression we have, Ullangai Nellikkani Apola, means effortlessly. See, if you had to have a pumpkin, I need to put all, I have to carry like this. If I take a small flower, why nillikani? I say small flower. Carry me what I carry it, I can hold like this. Can I keep pumpkin like this? I can hold a flower or a gooseberry. Those days gooseberry. I don't know why. Okay? Expression is there. So just as this flower can be held now within my palm, effort, do I have to make any lot of effort? Easily, effortlessly, I can hold this flower in my hand. Why hastamalaka? Hastapushpaha also you can say. Easily. Similarly, but pumpkin is very difficult to hold the pumpkin. But what happened? This Vedanta Shastram is the subtlest teaching. Subject matter of which is very, very subtle. Very difficult to understand. Now if you are not prepared also. Therefore, such terse and then subtlest, abstract teaching of Vedanta and Hasta has been given in a condensed form. Now, effortlessly, easily, as though as it can be held, like a gooseberry kept in a hand. Therefore, and the Acharya who poured out those verses, which convey the Vedantic teaching effortlessly, easily. Therefore, Acharya gave him the name Hastamalakacharya. Is it clear? Now here we go to the next verse. And stotram means actually verses in praise of the Lord. But here it is not the praise. See, without knowing the fact, please understand, another important teaching of Swamiji. Stotram stutihi means verses in praise. What is real praise? If I say, no, if I really express something, what is real about another person is real praise, isn't it? If I know this person thoroughly well, and if I say anything about this person, if it is a fact to which is to my understanding, it is a praise. Without knowing this person, and if I praise this person, which is not fact to my understanding, is blabbering. It's called flattery. Pooja Swamiji taught this. Oh my God, difference between. Very clear, he made it very clear. So whenever we sing in praise of the Lord, all our praises, Bhagavad Vatna, flattery only. But here, when you understand, when these words of Shastra are unfolded, when you understand the nature of the Atma, you know, every word said here is what? True to your understanding. You are only saying something about the Atma reality which is true to your understanding. There is not even a smallest, isn't it? It's not exaggeration, it's not a flattery. They were real stotra. Atma stotram it is. It's not even a praise, it's just to say about the person what is, what the person is. Beautiful, isn't it? That is why Swamiji always used to say, how much ever you praise the Lord, all the words, your words are only flattery. Because, not nothing wrong in praising the Lord, but saying, because you don't know really. Adi mandam illane, we say, we sing in praise of the Lord. Oh Lord, you are beginningless and endless. But do you know how broad is really beginningless, or is endless? Aruvai, uruvai, uladai, iladai. We say all these words, we don't know anything really speaking, unless we study Shastra, isn't it? Nothing wrong, at least we are expected to repeat without knowing the meaning, so that one day he will help us arrive at the meaning. One day we will start questioning meaning. Is it clear? Anyway, therefore, understand the difference between real praise and flattery. హస్తామలక స్తోత్రం ఆచార్య ఉవాచ కస్తుం శిశో కస్య కుతోసి గంత కిం నామతే త్వం కుత ఆగతోసి ఏతన్మయోక్తం వదచ అర్భక త్వం మత్ప్రీతయే ప్రీతివర్ధనోసి హస్తామలక ఉవాచ న అహం మనుష్యః న చ దేవయక్షౌ న బ్రాహ్మణ క్షత్రియ వైశ్య శూద్రాః న బ్రాహ్మణ క్షత్రియ వైశ్య శూద్రాః న బ్రహ్మచారీ న గృహీ వనస్థః భిక్షుః న చాహం అహం
నిజబోధరూపః.
See, the very style of the Upanishad is, the question comes. If you say, all the pramanams fail in revealing the Atma. Atma is not available for any pramanam, any instrument of knowledge, any means of knowledge. That's why it's called aprameya. Aprameya, why? Because it is not available any of the pramanam. So the, is it? I explained the meaning of the pramanam long ago. Isn't it? Prakarshena miyate anena iti pramanam. So, mati, the root ma, means to measure. The word ma also means mother. Isn't it? That's a different word. We take the second conjugation root, ma, what? Measures. And mati means measures. Now, ek meter dadatu, 1 meter, no? Ek meter, no? One measuring, it's a measuring. 1 kilo, the measuring. But here, pramati, prakarshena mati, means what now? Measuring accurately, carefully, is what? Pramati. And pramanam means that by which something is measured accurately. Which means something is arrived at. Is called the instrument of knowledge. It's called pramanam. The means of measuring, arriving and studying, learning about thoroughly something is what? Pramanam. Miyate is a passive. Miyate anena. Prakrishena miyate anena iti pramanam. Yenda vandral, in and through something is arrived at. It's called pramanam. I also told the meaning of the word Mata once. No? Why? Mother is called Mata, the knower is called Pramata. Mother, Pramata, any knower, is called knower because one who knows the objects, one who employs these instruments of perception, knowledge, and through the through employing these instruments, of operating these instruments, one who knows, one who is capable of knowing is also called what? Prakrishena mati, pramata. How does he know? I can distinguish one who, through different pramanams, knows objects differently. Okay, oh, this sound, the knower, pramata. What sound is what? Prameyam. What is the pramanam? Through this pramanam, I can distinguish this prameyam. Through this pramanam, I can distinguish this prameyam, the light. Light is a prameyam, sound is a prameyam, and then through pramanas are different, but pramata is one. He is great. He is operating for different instruments of pramanam, and he arrives at different objects. Therefore, pramata. And his mother is also called Mata. No way. She who understands all the emotional, physical, biological needs of the child. When the baby is hungry, we don't know. You know, the mother knows all the needs. On who does the needful? For Mata. Mati iti Mata. Okay. That's a different word. But now, and here we say, no pramanam can reveal the, I'm just going out of the track a little bit, okay, simply. But it's not necessary. But why pramanam? Why no pramanam can reveal Atma? Because pramanam, instrument of knowledge, it can only reveal an object available for anything available for objectification or perception. Or anything which can be at least available for anything available for perception alone can be inferred. So anything to even inference or presumption, rathapati or anumanam, for any pramanam, anything which is available for perception alone, one must have perceived. Then it is available for inference, it can be inferred also. something you never perceived in your life, you can't even infer. Isn't it? Even inference also is based on perception. Presumption is based on perception. So compare is based on perception. Upamanam. So any all the pramanas. And shabdaha. Word is also pramanam. Shabdaha is a padam. The word also reveals, serves as an instrument of knowledge, because the words can help you describe. So through description, also one can arrive at the words can, words also can serve as pramanam, instruments of knowledge. Only it also based on what? Pratyaksham only, perception only. Therefore, no pramanam can reveal the Atma. Why? Because Atma is not an object. Atma is not the subject also. Atma is the swarupam of the subject and the object, available for recognition only as this, which has been arrived at as the swarupam of the subject. Got it? Atma dhyatru dhyeya vilakshanam. Absolute reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, implied by the term Atma, is distinct from both knower and the known, pramata and prameyam. It is neither the object. Atma is neither the object nor the subject. What is Atma then? Atma is the truth of the subject as well as the object. Therefore, which is free from subject-object division. And that Atma, the obtaining is the truth of the subject and the object. Therefore, which is free from subject-object division, duality and difference, is available for recognition only as the swarupam, the truth of the subject. You clear all and I finished. Therefore, Atma can never be arrived at through any of the instruments of knowledge, including Shabda. Okay? Ashak Pramanani. There are only sixfold Pramanams. But the question may come, how can we say, what about Vedanta? What about Veda? Veda Pramanam, Veda Pramanam. Veda also Shabda Pramanam. Veda, nothing but Veda, the entire Veda, Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, Jnana Kanda, all of them serve as instruments of knowledge. Entire Veda is a Pramanam. Of course, Veda Anta Shastram alone serves as an instrument of knowledge of the Atma. Other things are different. No? The words obtained from mantra of the Karma Kanda serve as instrument of knowledge of some facts which cannot be known through any other pramana. But still they all serve as means of knowledge of the objects only. In Upasanam also, what the methods of, you know, the meditative techniques, they're also what? Certain, they serve as a means of knowledge of certain techniques, but not as an object, subject, Atma. Veda Anta Shastram alone, the Veda Anta Shastram, the Jnanakanda portion consisting of Upanishads, they alone serve as means of knowledge of the reality, obtaining as the Swarupa of one's own self or Atma. How? Here also words, the question may come. And this is what he wants to make it very clear in the very first verse. Naham Manushya. Naham, that naham, naham. Understand, Vedantic words do not directly reveal the object. What they do? They first reveal what Atma is not. What they do? Mic means what? Mic directly indicates his object, isn't it? Chair directly indicates. But Vedantic words, how can they reveal? What they do, Vedanta, words of Vedanta, by negating, by saying what Atma is not, they help you negate everything here thereby they help you arrive at, stumble upon the reality implied by the term Atma in terms of its nature of knowing, obtaining as the non-negatable. Okay? How Vedanta Shastra's words help you? They do not directly reveal through negation, by making you see what Atma is not. The Vedantic words help you see what Atma is not, thereby they help you arrive at what Atma is. Therefore, Vedantic words alone serve as means of knowledge, not generally. Reality, Atma is not available for Shabda Pramanam also. But Vedantic words serve as a means of knowledge because they do not directly reveal. By negating what Atma is not, they help you arrive at what Atma is.
That's what I love about Vedanta. Because rather than being a means of indoctrination, it is the very opposite. It is de-indoctrination by dismissing all the junk.
That is so, because you can ask the question, no? Shabda also, the word also cannot reveal Atma. Word also can describe, reveal an Atma by describing the object, describe an object by describing it. The word can reveal a given object by describing it. And the description is dependent on attributes. And Atma is the nature of attributelessness. How can the Atma, the reality, which is of the nature of attributelessness, be described? It is never describable. It is not available for word description. Then how can you say, therefore we say what? No pramanam can serve as a means of knowledge of the Atma. But Vedanta Shastram is a pramanam. How do you say? Vedanta Shastram also, Shabdaha only, word only, Shabda pramanam only. Because here, they negate what Atma is not first, thereby they help you arrive at what Atma is. That is the thing. Okay. Therefore, what he does, that's what I want to say, at a person who knows matter how he has to start, even a small stotram, isn't it? He doesn't say, even Nirvana Shatkam, first we have to say what this. In fact, that's not, whenever the na comes, we should not bluntly say not. We understand the not sense, but you always say what? Distinct from, different from. Because Swamiji never liked completely saying not. Because anything which is not is what? Separable. And here you have to understand the inseparability of what is distinct, what the Atma is distinguished from. See, anything distinguished from anything else is what? Separable also. But here Atma, which is distinguished from the whole everything else, Atma is what? Inseparable. Therefore, Swamiji doesn't like using, saying not. But we understand not, no sense, but still we should not say it. What all subtle, small things Swamiji has taught us. That is why so clear, isn't it? You see what I'm saying. These are the details we'll miss in other people's faces. Really, I like this Manjukuri place. You know, everything comes. Satyama Chonnapona. I don't even look into the paper. I never even prepared anything. I simply come and talk here. I come and sit in the cabin. All I heard from sometime, it all comes to my mind. Okay. Naham manushyo na cha deva yaksho na brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudra na brahmachari na grihi vanastho bhikshur na chaham nijabodha rupaha nimittam manas chakshuradi pravrittau nirastakhilopadhirakashakalpaha
ರವಿರ್ಲೋಕಚೇಷ್ಟಾ ನಿಮಿತ್ತಂ ಯಥಾ ಯಃ ಸ ನಿತ್ಯೋಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಮಾತ್ಮ ನಿಮಿತ್ತಂ ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದಿ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತೌ ನಿರಸ್ತಖಿಲೋಪಾಧಿರಾಕಾಶಕಲ್ಪಃ ರವಿರ್ಲೋಕಚೇಷ್ಟಾ ನಿಮಿತ್ತಂ ಯಥಾ ಯಃ ಸ ನಿತ್ಯೋಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಮಾತ್ಮ ನಿಮಿತ್ತಂ ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದಿ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತೌ ನಿರಸ್ತಖಿಲೋಪಾಧಿರಾಕಾಶಕಲ್ಪಃ ರವಿರ್ಲೋಕಚೇಷ್ಟಾ ನಿಮಿತ್ತಂ ಯಥಾ ಯಃ ಸ ನಿತ್ಯೋಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಮಾತ್ಮ ಯಮಗ್ನ್ಯುಷ್ಣವನ್ನಿತ್ಯಬೋಧಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಯಮಗ್ನ್ಯುಷ್ಣವನ್ನಿತ್ಯಬೋಧಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದೀನ್ಯಬೋಧಾತ್ಮಕಾನಿ ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದೀನ್ಯಬೋಧಾತ್ಮಕಾನಿ ಪ್ರವರ್ತಂತ ಆಶ್ರಿತ್ಯ ನಿಷ್ಕಂಪಮೇಕಂ ಪ್ರವರ್ತಂತ ಆಶ್ರಿತ್ಯ ನಿಷ್ಕಂಪಮೇಕಂ ಸ ನಿತ್ಯೋಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಮಾತ್ಮ ಯಮಗ್ನ್ಯುಷ್ಣವನ್ನಿತ್ಯಬೋಧಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದೀನ್ಯಬೋಧಾತ್ಮಕಾನಿ ಪ್ರವರ್ತಂತ ಆಶ್ರಿತ್ಯ ನಿಷ್ಕಂಪಮೇಕಂ ಸ ನಿತ್ಯೋಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಮಾತ್ಮ ಮುಖಾಭಾಸಕೋ ದರ್ಪಣೇ ದೃಶ್ಯಮಾನೋ ಮುಖತ್ವಾತ್ ಪೃಥಕ್ತ್ವೇನ ನೈವಾಸ್ತಿ ವಸ್ತು ಮುಖಾಭಾಸಕೋ ದರ್ಪಣೇ ದೃಶ್ಯಮಾನೋ ಮುಖತ್ವಾತ್ ಪೃಥಕ್ತ್ವೇನ ನೈವಾಸ್ತಿ ವಸ್ತು ಮುಖಾಭಾಸಕೋ ದರ್ಪಣೇ ದೃಶ್ಯಮಾನೋ ಮುಖತ್ವಾತ್ ಪೃಥಕ್ತ್ವೇನ ನೈವಾಸ್ತಿ ವಸ್ತು ಚಿದಾಭಾಸಕೋಧೀಷು ಜೀವೋಪಿ ತದ್ವತ್ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸಕೋಧೀಷು ಜೀವೋಪಿ ತದ್ವತ್ ಸ ನಿತ್ಯೋಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಮಾತ್ಮ ಮುಖಾಭಾಸಕೋ ದರ್ಪಣೇ ದೃಶ್ಯಮಾನೋ ಮುಖತ್ವಾತ್ ಪೃಥಕ್ತ್ವೇನ ನೈವಾಸ್ತಿ ವಸ್ತು ಚಿದಾಭಾಸಕೋಧೀಷು ಜೀವೋಪಿ ತದ್ವತ್ ಸ ನಿತ್ಯೋಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಮಾತ್ಮ ಯಥಾ ದರ್ಪಣಾಭಾವ ಆಭಾಸಹಾನೌ ಯಥಾ ದರ್ಪಣಾಭಾವ ಆಭಾಸಹಾನೌ ಮುಖಂ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಕಲ್ಪನಾಹೀನಮೇಕಂ ಮುಖಂ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಕಲ್ಪನಾಹೀನಮೇಕಂ ಯಥಾ ದರ್ಪಣಾಭಾವ ಆಭಾಸಹಾನೌ ಮುಖಂ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಕಲ್ಪನಾಹೀನಮೇಕಂ ತಥಾ ದಿವಿ ಯೋಗೇ ನಿರಾಭಾಸಕೋ ಯಃ ತಥಾ ದಿವಿ ಯೋಗೇ ನಿರಾಭಾಸಕೋ ಯಃ ತಥಾ ದಿವಿ ಯೋಗೇ ನಿರಾಭಾಸಕೋ ಯಃ ಸ ನಿತ್ಯೋಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಮಾತ್ಮ ಯಥಾ ದರ್ಪಣಾಭಾವ ಆಭಾಸಹಾನೌ ಮುಖಂ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಕಲ್ಪನಾಹೀನಮೇಕಂ ತಥಾ ದಿವಿ ಯೋಗೇ ನಿರಾಭಾಸಕೋ ಯಃ ಸ ನಿತ್ಯೋಪಲಬ್ಧಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಮಾತ್ಮ ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದೇರ್ವಿಯುಕ್ತ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಯೋ ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದೇರ್ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದಿಹಿ ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದೇರ್ವಿಯುಕ್ತ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಯೋ ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದೇರ್ಮನಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುರಾದಿಹಿ manaschakshuradervyuktasvayamyo manaschakshuradher manaschakshuradihi manaschakshuradheragamyasvarupah 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 sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma yeko vibhati svatashuddhachetah yeko vibhati svatashuddhachetah yeko vibhati svatashuddhachetah prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu sharavodakastho yatha bhanurekah sharavodakastho yatha bhanurekah sharavodakastho yatha bhanurekah sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma yeko vibhati svatashuddhachetah prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu sharavodakastho yatha bhanurekah sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma yathanekachakshuhprakashoravarnakrameṇa prakashikaroti prakashyam yathanekachakshuhprakashoravarnakrameṇa prakashikaroti prakashyam yathanekachakshuhprakashoravarna ക്രമേണ പ്രകാശീകരോതി പ്രകാശ്യം യഥാനേക ചക്ഷുഃ പ്രകാശോരവർണ ക്രമേണ പ്രകാശീകരോതി പ്രകാശ്യം അനേകാധിയോ യസ്തഥൈകഃ പ്രബോധഃ അനേകാധിയോ യസ്തഥൈകഃ പ്രബോധഃ അനേകാധിയോ യസ്തഥൈകഃ പ്രബോധഃ സനിത്യോപലബ്ധിസ്വരൂപോഹമാത്മാ യഥാനേകചക്ഷുഃ പ്രകാശോരവിർണക്രമേണ പ്രകാശീകരോതി പ്രകാശ്യം അനേകാധിയോ യസ്തഥൈകഃ പ്രബോധഃ സനിത്യോപലബ്ധിസ്വരൂപോഹമാത്മാ വിവസ്വത്പ്രഭാതം യഥാരൂപമക്ഷം വിവസ്വത്പ്രഭാതം യഥാരൂപമക്ഷം വിവസ്വത്പ്രഭാതം യഥാരൂപമക്ഷം പ്രഗൃഹ്ണാതി നാഭാതമേവം വിവസ്വാൻ പ്രഗൃഹ്ണാതി നാഭാതമേവം വിവസ്വാൻ പ്രഗൃഹ്ണാതി നാഭാതമേവം വിവസ്വാൻ യദാ ഭാത ആഭാസയത്യക്ഷമേകഃ യദാ ഭാത ആഭാസയത്യക്ഷമേകഃ യദാ ഭാത ആഭാസയത്യക്ഷമേകഃ സനിത്യോപലബ്ധിസ്വരൂപോഹമാത്മാ വിവസ്വത്പ്രഭാതം യഥാരൂപമക്ഷം പ്രഗൃഹ്ണാതി നാഭാതമേവം വിവസ്വാൻ യദാ ഭാത ആഭാസയത്യക്ഷമേകഃ സനിത്യോപലബ്ധിസ്വരൂപോഹമാത്മാ യഥാ സൂര്യ ഏകോപ്സ്വനേകശ്ചലാസു യഥാ സൂര്യ ഏകോപ്സ്വനേകശ്ചലാസു यथा सूर्येकोऽप्स्वनेकश्चलासु स्थिरास्वप्यनन्यद्विभाव्यस्वरूपः स्थिरास्वप्यनन्यद् विभाव्यस्वरूपः विभाव्यस्वरूपः स्थिरास्वप्यनन्यद्विभाव्यस्वरूपः चलासु प्रभिन्नासु धीष्वेवमेकः चलासु प्रभिन्नासु धीष्वेवमेकः चलासु प्रभिन्नासु चलासु प्रभिन्नासु धीष्वेवमेकः चलासु प्रभिन्नासु धीष्वेवमेकः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा यथा सूर्य एकोऽप्स्वनेकश्चलासु स्थिरास्वप्यनन्यद्विभाव्यस्वरूपः यथा सूर्य एकोऽप्स्वनेकश्चलासु स्थिरास्वप्यनन्यद्विभाव्यस्वरूपः चलासु प्रभिन्नासु धीष्वेवमेकः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा घनच्छन्नदृष्टिर्घनच्छन्नमर्कम् 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 यथा निष्प्रभम् मन्यते चातिमूढः यथा निष्प्रभम् मन्यते चातिमूढः तथा बद्धवद्भाति यो मूढदृष्टेः यतथा बद्धवद्भाति यो मूढदृष्टेः तथा बद्धवद्भाति यो मूढदृष्टेः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा घनच्छन्नदृष्टिर्घनच्छन्नमर्कम् यथा निष्प्रभम् मन्यते चातिमूढः तथा बद्धवद्भाति यो मूढदृष्टेः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा समस्तेषु वस्तुष्वनु स्यूतमेकम् समस्तेषु वस्तुष्वनु स्यूतमेकम् समस्तेषु वस्तुष्वनु स्यूतमेकम् समस्तानि वस्तूनि यन्न स्पृशन्ति समस्तानि वस्तूनि यन्न स्पृशन्ति समस्तानि वस्तूनि यन्न स्पृशन्ति समस्तेषु वस्तुष्वनु स्यूतमेकम् समस्तेषु वस्तुष्वनु स्यूतमेकम् समस्तानि वस्तूनि यन्न स्पृशन्ति समस्तानि वस्तूनि यन्न स्पृशन्ति वियद्वत्सदाशुद्धमच्छस्वरूपम् 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 स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा samasteshu vastushvanusyutamekam samastani vastuni yannas prashanti viyadvat sadashuddhamachhaswarupam sanityopalabdhiswarupohamatma upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam tatha bhedata buddhi bhedeshu taptepi tatha bhedata buddhi bhedeshu tepi tatha bhedata buddhi bhedeshu tepi yatha chandrikanam jale chanchalatvam yatha chandrikanam jale chanchalatvam tatha chanchalatvam tavapiha vishnu tatha chanchalatvam tavapiha vishnu upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam tatha bhedata buddhi bhedeshu tepi yatha chandrikanam jale chanchalatvam tatha chanchalatvam tavapiha vishnu upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam tatha bhedata buddhi bhedeshu tepi yatha chandrikanam jale chanchalatvam tatha chanchalatvam tavapiha vishnu upadhau yatha bhedata sanmaninam tatha bhedata buddhi bhedeshu tepi yatha chandrikanam jale chanchalatvam tatha chanchalatvam tavapiha vishnu sanityopalabdhi swarupohamatma nityopalabdhi swarupohamatma
nice see when you hereafter when you call Bhagavan hey Vishnu hey Narayana hey Sharanga when you call Bhagavan hey Vishnu when you call when you see the ocean what is that one substance which alone is there pervading the whole ocean is what similarly the one who pervades the entire cosmos one who alone is there in the name of the ocean universe is Vishnu all pervasive reality so when you look at the reality as a cause jagat karanam you say what you attribute this Ishvara status so Vishnu is a word implying the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness like the word atma if you look at it as Ishvara Ishvara is the name of the Lord isn't it so Vishnu when you say you had the meaning should come to your mind how just as water is there pervading the entire ocean water alone is there in the ocean there is no Vishnu other than water with reference to ocean with reference to ocean the word Vishnu indicates what water similarly with reference to this whole cosmos the word Vishnu refers to the absolute reality which you know now which you have repeatedly seen as the swarupam of aham which alone is only aham you all accommodative, the content, you know, in which everything is contained. That Atma is what? Is Vishnu. Once you say, hey Vishnu, you call Bhagavan, there is neither I am nor the Jagat. And seeing the fact of seeing, repeatedly seeing this abstract fact of I sense being Nitya, Aham being not there absolutely. What is there is absolutely only Satyam. Seeing the fact of Jagat being not there absolutely, Aham being not there absolutely is what? What is only, then you say to all that is there is only Bhagavan. If the vision you have, there is absolute Sharanagati. There is no Sharanagati. What is there for you to surrender now? Having one's Aham Vritti resolved cognitively in Swarupam is the absolute Sharanagati. Surrender. There is no other surrender.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.